Okay, joining us on KMBR 680, Giants baseball coming up. Another weekend of exhibition ball here. Cole Gillespie, and fans, that's a name you're going to want to listen to. And here, he's making a mark in this spring training. First of all, how did you get here? How did you become a San Francisco Giant?
Well, the Diamondbacks put me on waivers this last September, and I cleared and became a free agent. So, I had some other offers, and kind of growing up a Giants fan, it was pretty interesting and pretty exciting to see that they were interested at the time. Really all I was looking for was the best opportunity, and when it all came down to it, I felt like the Giants was the best fit for me.
Boy, you say a Giants fan. Where did you grow up, and how do you become a Giants fan?
I grew up in Portland, Oregon, and for one reason or another, I became a Giants fan. Grew up watching Barry Bonds with my favorite player, just kind of watching him hit. That speaks for himself, but exciting player to watch and excited teams to watch over the years, and just kind of grew fond of them as well as the 49ers. So I think I'm in a good situation right now.
Well, you're saying the right things, let's put it that way, to the fans who listen to this show. Did you ever get down to see any Giant games?
I haven't actually, but I was able to play out here a couple years ago when I was with the Diamondbacks, and playing that atmosphere and that yard, it was pretty exciting. I can't say the fans were too friendly at the time, but hopefully wearing a Giants uniform will help change their opinion.
Well, Cole Gillespie is with us, and he's doing quite well in spring training down here. You know, I look at your background, and of course at Oregon State and part of a national championship team and Pac-10 Player of the Year. Take us through college a little bit. Of course, I understand why you went to Oregon State, being an Oregon kid yourself, but what was college like for you? My goodness, you accomplished a lot.
Oh, those were some of the greatest memories of my life this far. Originally out of high school, I wanted to go somewhere warm out of high school, maybe ASU or USC, but Oregon State came talking, and it's about an hour and a half down the road, and my parents were able to come to a bunch of the games, and playing the Pac-10 conference, I felt like that was a great opportunity for me. And it was kind of a little up and down my career there. The first couple of years were struggling a little bit, bottom of the conference, and I was fighting some injuries myself and trying to get on the field. And then I got healthy in my redshirt junior year, and it seemed like things seemed to click that year, and everything kind of took place.
Well, boy, you're putting it mildly. Player of the Year, and of course going to Omaha. I always like to hear some Omaha stories. Well, what is that like?
Well, we definitely didn't make it easy on ourselves in 06, losing the first game, then having the battle back, winner go home at the time. And then getting to the championship series and losing the first game in North Carolina, digging ourselves into another hole. So we definitely had our backs against the wall that whole time out there. But the way we did it, the way we accomplished out there, some of those things will last a lifetime. And I know the state of Oregon really rallied behind us, and those were some fun years.
Well, you look in the media guide and you see the list of players who eventually went on to the big leagues from that team. It's fairly impressive.
Yeah, we had quite a bit of talent there, actually. I know a lot of times the Northwest gets overlooked with talent, but we had a bunch of guys from the Northwest in Oregon that kind of stayed home locally and were able to come to Oregon State, and we played against each other a lot throughout the high school careers or some traveling teams. And as you mentioned, we had a number of guys go on to play professionally, and a couple guys right now in the major league ranks and playing every day. So it's exciting to watch those guys and still keep tabs with them and talk with them.
Yeah, Jacoby Ellsbury was one that comes to mind. Who's the other?
Darwin Barney,
oh, sure.
Another one.
Wow.
And nice Joe Patterson, of course, who was over here a couple of years ago, got an opportunity with the Diamondbacks last year, or 2 years ago it was. And there's some other guys throughout the minor league, so I think, if all goes well and guys stay healthy, there should be more of them coming through.
All right, Cole Gillespie with us. As I say, having a nice spring training so far. What's your best position? Are you utility, versatile? What can you do?
I'm honestly very comfortable in all three positions in the outfield. Probably played mostly left and right throughout my minor league career. Play some center field as well, and I love it out there. Obviously, we got some guys on this team though that can run and track some balls down. So if there was ever a pinch or a situation where they needed me out there, I'd feel comfortable in center. But either left field or right field, I honestly feel just as comfortable in each.
Okay. Well, as I joked with you before we started, I looked at that on-base percentage in Reno a couple of years in the Diamondbacks AAA team, and it's hovering around 400, and that is something that in today's baseball world people really take notice of. What's your approach to the plate?
Well, my approach is basically, get a pitch I'm looking for. If it's not there, then try to lay off it and work myself into a hitter's count. Obviously, there's times where, you know, you're expanding the zone a little bit and maybe, you know, swinging a little too aggressively or whatnot. But I've always tried to be fairly patient at the plate and work the counts and get some walks. And like you said, on base percentage, I take pride in. And, you know, that's something I've been able to do over the years. My stint with the Diamondbacks at the time might not show that. I think, you know, with some maybe nerves or more aggressiveness or whatnot. But I think given another opportunity there, I can definitely produce and get on base.
Yeah, well, you've done it in your career, and it's nice to see if it can translate into the major leagues. What's your perception of this spring training for yourself? I know shortly players will be leaving for the WBC. You're going to get a lot of at-bats. How do you feel here?
I'm excited, absolutely. The guys here have been great. The coaching staff has been great as well. I really feel comfortable in this organization. I knew quite a few guys coming over here and playing against them over the years, and a couple of those guys I play with in the fall league. So I think it's a great opportunity for me. I'm having a great time so far. Obviously, there's still a lot of camp left to play, and just trying to go out there each day at a time and try to make the most of it.
Yeah, well, you made one catch last week, and I want to tell you, and I did the post-game show. I said, fans, I've seen a lot of catches in my time, and it was one where you crossed over the foul line in left field and slid. You went a long way to get the ball, but not only that, but you caught it in the slide. So that was pretty good.
Yeah, you know, I was very grateful for that opportunity coming off the bench that day and getting an opportunity on a ball down the line like that, the first or second inning I got in the game. And honestly, any chance I get a ball like that or play where I think I have a chance to catch it, I'm going to go all out and hopefully make the play.
How's your speed? Are you a stolen base guy?
I can steal some bags. Last year, I had some hip issues that were kind of lingering, so I was maybe not as aggressive on the base pass as I had been in the past. But I feel very comfortable stealing and try to be smart on bases more than just aggressive and taking off at will. So.
All right. Well, a right-handed hitter, and you got a shot. That's all you asked for in spring training. So a pleasure having you on. And fans, you're going to hear a lot of Cole Gillespie throughout spring training. Cole, thanks so much.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
All right. More coming up on KNBR 680, the sports leader.